Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about paying what is due. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 and 2, where we read this. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. If a man makes a vow to the Lord, or he swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." Everyone makes promises, and everyone has broken a promise. This passage from Numbers 30 reminds us that a promise made before God is no small thing. God expressly commanded that Israel should be careful to keep its vows and to fulfill every oath made, that he shall not break his word. In many circles today, the breaking of an oath or the telling of a lie is just standard business practice. But before God, it is simply sin. Through history, some Christians have thought that a Christian must never take an oath at all. They base this idea on what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 34 through 37. Let me read those verses to you. Jesus said, "But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be yes, and your no, no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one." And there's a similar idea also found in James chapter 5, verse 12. Yet, in the context of the rest of the scriptures, we see that Jesus was not forbidding every oath as much as he was telling us that we should be people of such integrity that oaths are unnecessary. We should be so recognized for truth telling and promise keeping that we don't have to swear to confirm our word. We know that this was not absolute prohibiting oaths because Jesus answered under oath in a court of law himself. That's in Matthew chapter 26. We also know that God himself swears oaths. You can find example of Luke chapter 1, Acts chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 3, and chapter 6. At the same time, we should understand that many times it's better not to make a vow. Ecclesiastes warns us against making casual or foolish vows. It says, "When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. It is better not to vow than to vow and not pay." Again, that's Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. It's true, many vows are just plain foolish. We say, "I'll never do that again," and it's oftentimes a foolish vow, and foolish and unwise to demand such a vow from someone else. Foolish vows must be avoided on the principle stated in Numbers chapter 30. God takes those vows seriously, and in some sense, he will require them of us. Each one of us should carefully consider if we have broken vows made unto others or unto God. Have you ever vowed to pray or read your Bible every day? To give more faithfully? To love more obediently? To witness more courageously? And you've failed in those vows? If you have, if you've broken a vow before God or man, take it seriously and set it right. You should regard it as a serious hindrance to close fellowship and spiritual power. Think of it this way. When you go to the bank to take out a loan, they always want to see your credit record. They look at a lot of things, but the first thing they look at is how you pay the loans you already have. Many of us are like delinquent debtors who keep coming to God for an extension of credit. Now, it's important to set right our broken vows. Perhaps you need to specifically ask God to show you if there are broken vows you need to set right. If we don't care about our broken oaths, it shows at least some coldness of heart towards God and a lack of respect towards Him. Now, of course, there is a vow that we all can and should make. It's the vow to praise God. Psalm 56, verse 12 says this, "Vows made unto you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises unto you. So I will sing praises to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows," Psalm 61, verse 8 says. So, friends, if you've made unwise vows in the past, either fulfill them before the Lord or repent of them and wipe the slate clean. But daily we can and should perform our important vow of giving praise to God. That's something you can do today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.